We're joined by Henry Morris. Now, Henry Morris, where are you from and what was it like growing up there?
Thanks very much for this opportunity to speak, Darren and Magic. Yeah, I'm a Botany boy, mate. Grew up in 6 Daphne Street, Botany, just around the corner from the mighty Booralee Park. I was one of 6 kids. And we lived in a mad, mad rugby league street. I think in those days, everybody in that part of Botany was all mad, mad South Sydney, mad rugby league. There was an opposition, the Botany Mefs. We thought if you played soccer, well, you had to be something wrong with you, you know, had to play rugby league. That was a go. But I had a wonderful time there. You know, everybody knew each other in the street. You'd never lock the doors. We'd play hopscotch out the front growing up. We'd play cricket, like most kids did, play cricket on the street. And Forson's back when we go to Booralee Park. I don't know if they know what Forson's back is these days, but we just had a ball, mate. Life was great.
And it's only fitting. You got a nickname, the Botany Battler.
Well, yeah, I have, Dad, so I give it to myself. I've always thought that, you know, humble beginnings, which I come from, all the Morrises and most of the people in Botany, all humble beginning. And I think you've got to have a little bit of a humour in you or something. I call myself the old battler from Botany, mate.
Now, you spoke about Booralee Park just before. Did you get a chance to play rugby league yourself?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Yeah, I was 1958, Botany United. They fell apart then. That was their last year. And in 1959, Botany RSL took over and they had 3 sides. Alan Jackson was captain of one side, Laurie Whitmore and myself, the G grade. And we had Alan Piggins, the great Alan Piggins, cousin of George, Bobby Stant, the professional golfer, the youngest one to win the Australian Open. We had some really good players in there, mate, and it was just great. Without Botany RSL taking over, I don't know what would have happened. But we could only stay with the RSL till the year of till we turned 18 years of age, because they had a youth policy in their constitution, the licensed club. They could only do sponsorship up until 18 years of age. And after that, myself and a lot of others, we took another road in our life. We went to the mighty Laparoos. Whoa, what an experience that was, going to Laparoos for a few years for us little humble Botany boys.
Yeah.
But it was great, mate. We helped, not all that significantly. Lapa won their first C-grade premiership ever in 1964. And I'd say about 6 or 7 of us played in it. It was quite funny. Our coach at the time, Dougie Adler, we called him the Warrior. And he said, "Get up here, you gubs, and have a go. Get up here and have a go." I said, "What's a gub? What's a gub?" That's a white fella.
A white fella, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't know that. But no, we had great experience at Laba. Some of the best experience of my life.
Both great clubs. Still going in the junior league today. Now, H, what level did you take your rugby league game to?
Yeah, well, in the rugby league programs, I've got Henry Morris in 1962. Played one season with South and scored a try. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'd have splinters in my ass getting off the bench for Botany A grade. But no, I got the jersey flag and that was my limit. Then I just cruised around in Botany A grade, mate.
Yeah. Fast forward a little bit of time. You were president of the South Sydney District Football Club for a long time and also the juniors. Tell us about your time there.
Yeah, South Sydney Juniors and the licensed club I was. Very fortunate. Had a great team of directors with me, great management. We come in at a bad time at the juniors in the licensed club because the club had lost its licence and we had to go to court to prove to the licensing court and to Judge Head, I'll never forget his name. He gave us some very, very good advice. He said, "You're only ordinary working people, you guys, and you're taking on a lot of responsibility running a club like this. Always get professional advice." And the club has always done that. That's why the juniors will always be successful.
Mm. You would have seen a lot of great talent come through your time. Who were some of the players that you obviously seen develop through the junior league?
Well, Terry Hill was always a standout. You know, and at the end of it, I was seeing Bobby and Cootie and Eric, the Brannigan brothers. They just roll on, mate. You know, we had beautiful. There was a talent line. Never ending there in the juniors in those days. And they're doing it now under current administration of Keith and his team. They've got a very good pathways program going and we're producing more and more good footballers.
Speaking of the pathways, we spoke with the great Niggsy Hill, Graham Niggsy Hill on the show, and that interview will be coming out very shortly. probably one of the most successful SG ball coaches of all time, not just at the Rabbitohs, but of all time. Tell us a little bit about Niggsy Hill and what he did for the junior league.
Oh, Niggsy was just a sensational person. He's really one out of the box. He's the same age as me. We played against each other when I was at Botany and Larpa, and he was always a great Alexandria Rovers person. And then Niggsy was elected there before I got on the board to be the SG ball coach. I think Niggsy had a glorious 19 years and he produced and helped produce some magnificent footballers for the Cardinal and Myrtle. Mm. But Niggsy was dedicated like anything. We even went in 1991 over to Perth to have a look at these World Swim Games. And bloody Niggsy takes his book and his pen and everything, mapping out plays and what they're going to do for the current football season. So, yeah. Oh, Niggsy, give it a break. We're here for holiday.
Yeah.
But such was his dedication, mate. We're lucky to have him, mate.
Yeah, very, very well planned. And also, what about your time being a treasurer of the Botany Rams and the memories of Maver?
Secretary, I was of the Botany Rams, yeah, for 10 years. We had a very, very good outfit. We had Mavo's father with us, you know, for a long time. He was brilliant. We had, because everyone, as you know, was all honorary capacities, and Dickie Maven was a workhorse, and Dickie Bremner, Ray Brown, I shouldn't mention names, there's so many of them, all who contributed. And the Magic Mavo was before his time, mate. He killed him. He killed him. People would roll up just to see Magic Maven playing end grade. I'm not sure, but I think he started when he was 3 years of age.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many Nellie Bly's tries he scored, but he would have scored plenty, mate.
Yeah,
He was fearsome. He could run like the wind. He was big, nearly as big as he is now.
Yeah.
But no, he was sensational magic. One of our best with Stevie Neville would come out of Botany.
Yeah.
Now, and Darryl, of course.
Yeah. Now, you're still involved with the wonderful organisation, the Men of League. Tell us a little bit about your involvement there.
Yeah, the Men of League, I've been in it since it started. It's a wonderful organisation. They look after the men, women and children of the community. Don't have to be a star or a former star fallen on hard times to get looked after. Women, children, anyone who's been involved in rugby league and the case is genuine, that they're looked after. We have two big fundraisers a year here in South Sydney, thanks to South Sydney Juniors. And we raise about 30,000 each turnout, and that goes to the Men of League. They've changed their name. I'm not quite sure if I like it or not. They've changed their name to the Family of League. And I know you've got to be more inclusive, but we could be no more inclusive than what we were with the Men of League, caring for the men, the women, and the children. Nobody was ever neglected, but that's another pathway forward.
And one of our very own started the Men of League, didn't he? The great Ron Coote.
Ronnie Coote was one of three. Him and Jim Hall and Maxie Brown were the main people in it. Ronnie's there now as the honorary president. He's still contributing to the game and still contributing to the Men of League. But truly, it's a magnificent organisation. People from this area who have fallen on hard times, we won't mention any names, they have sought and were given assistance by our organisation.
Mm. H, you would have got to witness a lot of grand finals in your time for the Rabbitohs. The latest one, your 2014, tell us about your experience of that day.
Well, I'll never forget, I went with busloads of people from the juniors and we sat, fortunately, with the South Sydney area, all those ratty South Sydney supporters, we all sat together. We waited 43 years for it, and I think we acted accordingly. But at the final bell, the final siren, there was tears, there was hugs, there was joy, there was elation. It was just a beautiful, beautiful day to be there, to see Souths regather their name as the pride of the league, and they did it. And people from everywhere, they didn't have to be a South Sydney supporter. They was behind Souths to see us continue their way into another premiership. But the night after at South Sydney Juniors, when I was on the balcony, the coppers naturally had to block the street off. There was jubilation, joy, there was everything. Living in our life, in our memory forever.
Yeah, you mentioned a mixture of fans got right behind South Sydney, similar to when we marched.
They come from everywhere, Dave. They come from the 80,000. They didn't necessarily have to be South Sydney people. They come. The pride of the league.
Yeah.
43 years, the ingredients, everything was there for a South Sydney victory, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
And the players didn't let us down.
Mate, the current squad were very positive and we're looking forward to a big year. And JD, your thoughts on the squad?
I've only met the coach a couple of times. They've been most impressive. The players I met at Booralee Park when they had that training camp, as I'll call it, and some of them, mate, surprise packets. The centre, Campbell Graham, how strong is he?
Mm.
You know, a junior boy, how strong is he?
Yeah.
And the other boys in the squad, they're young, and we're going to have another good year this year.
Yeah.
Whether we go further or not than what we have the last 3 years, let's just hope so, mate. And everything's in train.
And once again, we've got a host of local juniors coming through, and obviously our great skipper, Cameron Murray, a Mascot Junior.
One of the best, mate. One of the best. He always puts his body on the line. I just hope that his health stays up to it. But I'm sure it will, because he's very mature, he's very sensible, and the list goes on, mate. But how lucky are we to have Cameron, mate?
Yeah, we all love Cameron Murray here, and along with all the other players. H, you've got a great poem for us that you're going to read on the show.
Well, I have, as I'm telling you, and Magic, this was in my drawer, and I got it out, and I said, oh, good, this hasn't been said for ages. It's called Up the Rabbitohs, and it's written by Brewer Rabbit. But in one sense, and a lot of the older people may remember, on some occasions at the mighty South Sydney Cricket Ground, some WAG fans would get a rabbit in a cage or in a bag or whatever, and when South would run out, they'd let the rabbit run across the field, like, you know, and yeah. This is mentioned in the poem. It just says this: if you are down Redfern way, why not drop in and see us play? The men who wear the red and green will show you football you've never seen. The backs led by the little master play the game that's so much faster. To see a fullback like our Clive makes you glad that you're alive. Moya, Doherty and Cole Dunnehill, Gallagher, Turner and Honeysett too. Combined together through thick and thin, we've one ambition, that will to win. The forwards play with vim and fire, the type of football you will admire. The men reputed stiff in the joints, it's amazing how they pile on the points. Our captain, coach and astute trainer is a man of the years, Big Jack Rayner. Alongside him and the thick as well, meet the kicker, Bernie Purcell. And if you want a front row treat, Donoghue, Hamilton and Richards are hard to beat. Together with our grand lock, Chicker, completes a pack that you know every trick. We also have the men who were there when some of the players were out for repair. They never stopped till the game was won. Thank you, lads, for a job well done. You'll see the crowds with open mouths and hear the roar of come on, Souths. The game it knows no greater thrill than when the Rabbos move in for the kill. But to me, the greatest feat of all is the way they throw around the ball. From men to men it goes around and seldom seems to touch the ground. Perhaps to many it seems funny when a fan lets loose a bunny, but to our rivals it's become a habit to respect the emblem of the rabbit. The thrills you receive from Jack and his men will live in your memory again and again. So take my advice and do as I say. Come out and see us play some Saturday. Brewer Rabbit, the author.
What a poem there, Hazel.
Glory,
that's
glory to
that's very good. And
glory, glory to South.
And that poem will take a lot of people back in time and bring back some great memories, beautiful, especially at Redfern Oval.
Absolutely, mate. Let the rabbit go. Great to be seen in the red and green. All I can say is finishing up by saying glory, glory to South Sydney.
Yes, the mighty H, and we thank you for everything that you have done for this great club, from the senior level all the way down to the juniors. Thank you very much, Henry Morris.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you, Maggie.
The great man, H, just named by one letter, H.
Ah.
And I've known you since I was 3 years old, like you said, and, mate, you're a legend, and we love your work. Thank you.
The old battler from Botany.